Well, in summary, there has been a lot of media comment about termination packages, including MPs and civil servants and football managers, some of whom receive very large amounts of money. For AAT members advising their employers or clients about the income tax and Class 1 NIC treatment of termination payments, it can be quite a difficult as well as sensitive issue. Ideally, we should be consulted before the payments are made, and thus given the opportunity to review all the relevant documentation and the circumstances. In this way, we can properly advise and may also have the opportunity to seek HMRC clearance, where the issue is not without doubt. The most important point to remember is that it is wrong to assume that a payment made on termination of the employment will be exempt up to the £30,000 limit. As I have discussed in this podcast, there are many questions about whether the proposed payment or any part of it is compensation or damages within Section 401, or whether it might be a contractual or other payment taxable under Section 62 or Section 225. We also need to remember that the NIC rules are not the same and that there are special rules for payments made after the date of cessation of the employment. I hope that this podcast will help guide you along what is sometimes a difficult road, and I thank you for taking the trouble to listen today.